This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, getting through as many of these as possible. There are so many great ones today. And then, I mean, what else are we going to talk about? Joe Biden? Anyway, dear rubber room survivor. What? Trump only has four more years if he survives to get elected. The tarnish on our nation is going to take longer than 4 years to polish out. Our only hope is he disrupts the status quo enough to alarm the normie norms to pay more attention. My question is, what can Trump really do to fix our problems? It seems like all he can do is play defense. Do you think America will survive? Okay. Well, what do we say often now on the show? Saving America is a process, not an event. It is a process, not an event. It will not ever come down to one election, to a presidential election, a congressional election, Senate here and Senate that. We have lost a million battles to get us to this place as a country. We will have to fight and win a million battles to take the country back. This is one battle. I'm not going to say it doesn't matter. I'm not at all saying that. But I will caution, especially people who really, really like hardcore Trump people, it's easy to fall into this trap if you find a politician who really speaks for you and speaks to you and he pushes the things you like. It's easy to view a politician as a savior who will do all the things you want done. We've talked about this before, how they become a symbol. And this is, it's not unique to Trump. It's happened a million times throughout history. You'll take a man who's just a man, and you'll take all your wants and your hopes and your dreams, and you'll project that onto him. And you'll say, here, you do everything. And in your mind, he is the lion who will go forward and fight for you for all the things you care about. And that's no man, not Trump or anybody. Those kind of men do not exist on the planet. They don't exist. All of us will dig in and save the country, or we will fail. When it comes to Trump, if he gets elected again in November, it's better than Joe Biden being elected. Okay, it's better than Joe Biden being elected. However, and I'm not at all trying to lower your excitement, you need to temper your expectations extremely. Even, look, what's one of the main Trump campaign talking points at this time? He's using it a lot. I support the talking point. I support him doing it. But what is one of the main Trump campaign talking points? Mass deportation. He has brought it up several times now. mass deportation this, mass deportation that. Did you hear Mike Johnson today? Trump just backed Mike Johnson, went down, took a picture with him. Trump backs Mike Johnson, wants him to remain as speaker, has said so publicly. He went to social media and said it publicly yesterday. Trump and Mike Johnson have decided to join forces for November. It's an understandable thing. It helps both of them out. Mike Johnson needs the cover Trump provides. Trump, if he is elected again, is going to need a Congress who will work with him. But did you hear what Mike Johnson said? Listen to this.
The former president who wants to be the next president said one of his plans is, he talked to Time Magazine, is to round up the 11 to 15 million illegals and then go through them and find out who belongs here and who doesn't. Would you support that?
Absolutely. And President Trump and I have talked about this at length, but the challenge we'll have is finding them, Brian. As you know, they've been spread out everywhere. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, and Mayorkas, the reason we impeached him is because he's an abject failure and they're not keeping track of where these people are. So we will have the greatest challenge of our generation to try to find them, to round them up first. And that's a very serious problem.
Well, we know where the hotels are. We could point you there. We could help in New York City.
You heard it, didn't you? What'd you hear? The excuses have already begun. Do you really think Mike Johnson, who has caved to Democrat media pressure every second of the way since he became speaker, do you think Mike Johnson is going to turn into some deportation warrior? It doesn't matter. I will take all the incoming fire. We must save America by rounding up all these people and deporting them. Do you get the impression that is what you heard here?
The former president who wants to be the next president said one of his plans is, he talked to Time Magazine, is to round up the 11 to 15 million illegals and then go through them and find out who belongs here and who doesn't. Would you support that?
Absolutely. And President Trump and I have talked about this at length, but the challenge we'll have is finding them, Brian, as you know.
Already the excuses have begun. Let's say Trump gets in there and Trump really is some drain the swamp, deep state fighting warrior who wants to go all in and deport 20 million people and go after all these things. And I'm not saying that's the case. I actually have not seen evidence of that with his FBI comments and everything else. But let's say that is the case, that he is this deep state America first warrior and he's going to drain the swamp and the next 4 years are going to be different. Okay. Even if we had that, he needs Congress. He needs the House full of warriors who will back him up. Laws, everything else. Senate full of warriors who will back him up. He needs judges, AGs across the country backing him up. This is if he's the deep state draining warrior. Temper your expectations. It will be better than with Joe Biden. We'll have fewer economic regulations, which will help the economy grow. It will open up the job market. We will have better immigration enforcement at the border. No, there won't be a mass deportation. Anyone telling you that's a liar or an idiot. But there will be better enforcement at the border. All right, is that enough? No, but look, these things are getting better. We will have a more sane foreign policy. But is he going to get there and save America? No. No. And in fact, to wrap this up, because I want to move on to other things, you finish up the question of, I'm worried it's too late. Look, if it's too late, or if it's almost too late, if that's how you view it, and a lot of people view it that way, if that's how you view it, then whether or not Donald Trump gets elected is not going to matter. It's not. The November election does matter. Every battle we fight does matter, is important. But they are all just one battle in a million. There's not going to be one decisive battle that decides whether or not America is saved or not. That is not going to happen. Saving America is a process, not an event. November is just another part of that process. Maybe we will win that battle and make some marginal gains, or at least stop the losses. Maybe we will lose that battle and continue to lose ground. But even if we lose that battle, it's still a process. We have a million other battles. I've told you before, look, we here in Texas, we have school board elections this year. We could wake up on November after the election day, and we could wake up to Joe Biden having beaten Donald Trump. Hope that doesn't happen, but it could. We could wake up to that, yet we could wake up to that combined with 100 school board wins. I'm talking school boards across the country being flipped, taken from the dirty commies, and we win it. Would you consider that day, if that's what happens, it's a big if, there's a lot of work to do between now and then. If that happens, would you consider November a success or a failure? Well, it's important you think about that the right way. That is an unbelievable success if we end up winning all these school board races, but God forbid, lose the presidency. Because we'll have won all these other little battles. The battles are all around us. And on a larger level, before we move on to other things, remember, this is why I don't harp on people on the right who have different pet projects they're into. Whether it's you're into something, or this radio guy, or this writer or something. People have so many different things they're passionate about. I want to fight against the climate change stuff. All the LGBTQ stuff grosses me out. I want lower taxes. We have to fight communism in the corporate world. We have to create movies and music. We have to do a fight for school boards, only school boards. Hey, we need to take back the sheriff's offices in the country. And people will come to me and say, Jesse, what do you think about this? Yes, fine. There are a million battles. Like Chesty Puller said, when the Marines were surrounded at Korea, we're surrounded. That simplifies our problem. We can attack in any direction we want because they're all around us. Because we are so culturally surrounded, just fight something, because we all have to fight these battles. All right. Somebody's worried about, well, not worried. Somebody thinks Democrats might stay home because they're so sour on Biden. What do I think about that? Somebody is Jewish and fighting with their Jewish family. How much should you fight with your family? Some dude wants to know if dudes should ever get a massage from another dude. All that and more is still to come. Before we get to those very important topics, let's do something that really does matter. That's taking care of widows and orphans. That's what you do when you support Tunnel to Towers. Tunnel to Towers started in the wake of 9/11. And immediately they began to help families, fallen first responder families, Gold Star families, because who is there for that widow and kids? The VA? Who's there when dad doesn't come home? Tunnel to Towers is paying off mortgages. They're building catastrophically injured veterans smart homes. They're getting homeless veterans off the street. They really are. It's just the most blessed organization. And what they ask is $11 a month. Sign up to give it automatically. You will never know it's gone. Go to T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email the show anything you want. Love, hate, death threats, ask Dr. Jesse questions. We are live here. You can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let us get back to them. Big Montana, he says. Do you think come November, a large chunk of Democrats will stay home because they secretly know life was better under Trump? The hardcores won't, but Dems have norms enormous too. What say you? I do. I do. How many? I don't know. Is it going to be enough to overcome the things Democrats do? I don't know. But there's no question there are norms and normas who are Democrats. Most of these Democrats are older ones, older, more blue-collar ones. And remember how many Democrats are on fixed income, Democrats and Republicans. We have a lot of older Americans who participate in elections. Older Americans are much better about voting than young people are. How many people out there are Democrats living on Social Security, and now you can't afford the grocery bill every month? You think that's going to affect how they vote? It's gonna matter. How much? I don't know, but it is definitely going to matter. Look, we all want to know, because we're so invested in elections. We all want to know. We want someone to tell us that everything's going to be okay, that we're going to win, that we're going to do this. Nobody knows how November is going to turn out. Nobody. No one knows these presidential elections. Every now and then you'll get someone who calls it right. But everyone, myself included, guesses on these things. We can see these big societal trends, but oftentimes political people like you, like me, we're oftentimes the worst ones to ask about who will win an election because we're too close. We know you're hyper-informed. I'm hyper-informed. We know all the issues. We know this or that. The people who decide elections aren't like you. They aren't like me. That's the hard part about being hyper-informed. You know so much more than everyone else around you. We don't know what the norms and normas see and what they don't see. I was discussing this with you last week when it came to all the campus protests and all the other stuff, and the GOP won't do anything but they're passing bills on anti-Semitism. And I came on the show and I said, man, I hang out with norms and normas all the time. Not one person has brought up college protests to me. They don't give a crap. They care about jobs and the economy and inflation and stuff like that. Yet, if you pay attention to the GOP media and the Democrat media, it's all they'll talk about is college campus. The normal people don't care about Columbia. They don't. They don't want anti-Semitism. They don't care about NYU. They're not emotionally invested in it. Hey, Jesse, could you discuss in further detail why we should buy gold/silver? What would it be used for? How to determine how much you need? How long you think a person has to get the right amount set aside? I am fairly prepared except for in this area, and I know I need to do something. I have a good amount of money in savings as well as money in the stock market and the IRA accounts with a financial advisor, plus I own my home. Thank you. Okay, well, there will be many people who disagree with me on this, but when it comes to preparations, ammo, water, medical supplies, do not forget medical supplies, basic medicines, that's a part of preparation, and gold or silver coins. Coins, remember, bars don't do you any good. You're not going to walk around with gold bars. Get gold or silver coins. When it comes to that stuff, I'm a huge believer in doing it incrementally, in never, ever, ever doing something that makes you uncomfortable now, meaning puts you out now. I love to buy ammunition, and I do buy ammunition. I never go out and buy 10,000 rounds. It's too much money. I wait, I monitor websites, I wait until it's on sale, and look, for $100, I can get an extra this, and I'll just buy a little there. When it comes to things like gold and silver coins, I don't want you to do anything like that. And I know I'm probably supposed to tell you to do that. I'm never going to do that. Do not unload your life savings and go buy gold or silver coins. What can you do comfortably? What can you do comfortably? Then do just that. But I don't have $1 million worth. Okay, who does? No one has that kind of stuff. I certainly don't. No one has that kind of stuff. Something. Now, as far as what you can use them for, the beauty of gold and silver coins is your options with precious metals are endless. Look, maybe we'll have a zombie apocalypse and the Chinese will invade and you'll have to use silver coins in order to purchase food so your family doesn't starve to death. I don't think that's ever going to happen. But it could. You know, I don't think that's ever going to happen, but it certainly could. What if the dollar continues to go down and the government, in response to the destruction of the dollar, changes our currency to being exclusively the digital dollar? They've wanted the digital dollar forever so they can control your spending and track your spending. If the government does that, freedom-loving people like me, like you, we will have to walk away from that system. I will not have my dollar tracked by the government. I will not. You cannot either. Precious metals are how you get by in situations like that. Go look at the Soviet Union. Go look at places. Yugoslavia, and it was when it was breaking up. Things, having tangible things of value that you can exchange for things you may need is always a good idea. But I want to make sure I stress this again. And I believe you should have gold and silver coins as part of your retirement account as well. Do not go crazy. Do not go prepper crazy and unload your life savings on that stuff. That is not what you need to do. Do what you can do comfortably. What can you do without hurting yourself? I didn't give you a specific example because I don't know what that is. Maybe you've got tons of money and right now you can go drop 50 G's on gold coins without a second thought. Good for you. Go do that. Maybe you can't and you got to get less. Whatever. Just something. Just do something, whatever that may be. And yes, obviously reach out to Oxford Gold if you want to do that. 833-995-GOLD. They'll do the get it in your retirement account. They'll get it in your physical possession. Reach out to Oxford Gold if you want to do that. But do not go crazy. Do what you can do comfortably. All right? All right. Hey, Jesse. I am the only member of my large Jewish family who ever votes Republican. I try to avoid discussing politics at family gatherings because I get so aggravated. They only read publications like the Washington Post, New York Times. I don't know how any rational person, but especially any Jewish rational person, can vote for Biden, but I am sure the rest of my family will do so. Should I raise these concerns and risk a major family fight or just keep my mouth shut? Okay. Are you trapped in Democrat hell with your family? Let's talk about that next.
Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you can still email the show if you want, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We still have a ton to get to. There's so many good ones. Okay, so let's address this one. Lady writes in. I'm not going to go over the email again. She's Jewish. She's the only person in her Jewish family who votes Republican. And someone asked the question, and I'll go over this in just a second, about why that's the case. Why do two-thirds of Jewish people in America vote Democrat? There is a little bit of history there, but how should you handle that? She said she gets aggravated every time she brings it up. They're still going to vote for Biden, so on and so forth. She doesn't understand it. Listen, I'm not telling anybody, and I would never tell anybody, to give up on your family. It's your family. It's your mother, it's your father, sisters, brothers, it's your family. You don't give up on your family. I'm not saying that. However, you have to, at some point in time, understand when certain people politically cannot be saved, and you only hurt yourself by trying to save them. You've seen this in your personal life. I know you have. I have. Maybe you've gone through this. People, maybe someone who's struggling with alcohol or drugs, or maybe you struggle with alcohol or drugs, and you get really hooked in and you get addicted. And people are trying to help. They're trying to pull you out of it. Let's get you to rehab. Let's do this. Let's do that. And because you're so in it, or they're so in it with the addiction, that they only end up getting hurt and sad and angry by trying to help you. And the truth is, you probably have to get to a place where you want to help yourself before anyone can help you. If you are trying to wake up family members and they don't want to wake up, at some point, you just got to let them go. Some people cannot be pulled out of the world of make-believe in which they live. Those would be Democrats. some people, most Democrats, especially once they get older, this is really hard for people on the right to understand, they don't want to leave their world of make-believe. And they know, in some cases, it's a world of make-believe. Remember we read that email a while back, and the guy wrote in, I forget what the situation was, but one of his friends was a Democrat, and his friend flat out told him, I don't like talking politics with you, because when I talk politics with you, I end up questioning everything I believe. After a certain age, you would rather live the lie you've always known than step out of that window, step out of that world of make-believe and know the truth. That's a fact. I've told you before about me and a buddy, two New York buddies of mine. One's a Republican, the other one's a Democrat. The acquaintances is more what I would call it. And we were having, the three of us were having an argument one day. Well, they were having an argument. The Republican guy was all over the Democrat. Don't you see what's happened in New York? Look what's happened to our city. I can't believe this. And the Democrat, it was like you were talking to the wall. And the guy, I haven't seen anything wrong. Oh, it all seems fine to me. And he was obviously either lying or blind. Everyone can see what's happening. And my Republican buddy's beating his head against the wall. What do you mean you can't see? And he's getting his blood pressure up and he's screaming and yelling. And finally he reaches out to me privately and he says, Jesse, why won't you back me up? You're the one who knows all this stuff. And I just flat out told him, brother, I don't spend much time arguing with Democrats because they don't listen. It's like speaking to the wall. Why would I bother? Look at you. Your blood pressure's up. He's still a nutball. I'm sitting over here totally calm. I won and so did he. You're the one who lost. Let him go. Hi, Jesse. Perhaps you could explain to me why Jews typically vote Democratic. That was from Michael Rotman. Well, one of the main reasons is tradition. A lot of people vote the way they vote because of tradition, because that's the way mom and dad voted. And so that's how you were raised. Now, why is there a tradition for Jewish people to vote Democrat in America? This goes clear back to FDR. Remember, people hating Jews is not exactly a new phenomenon. It's been around for as long as there have been Jews. It's just the way it goes. And in America, that was the case very, very, very much for most of our early history. I don't want to act like we were a bunch of Jew-hating savages in here. I'm not saying that. But Jewish people, because we were founded by Christians and we were at least a Christian nation, there was always that kind of tension there. And so Jewish people were not welcome in the government for the longest time. And the government people would flat out say it. A lot of that stuff has been covered up by history, but people in government, Republican and Democrat, no, we're not going to have a Jewish person here. Nah, that's not going to be, no, we're not going to do that. And then FDR came along. FDR, the Democrats' Democrat, he was the first American president to welcome Jews into his administration. That led Jewish people in America to believe, well, hey, that's our party. Republicans didn't. Democrats welcomed us. And so tradition is powerful. Look, I go through this in my family. Why did I start voting Republican? It's not because I had any knowledge about politics or anything like that. My parents, and they're not hugely political people. We never talked a lot of politics, but they were Republican. And they told me, I asked them one day, Dad, what are we? We're Republican. And that's what I knew. So I started because that's how my parents started. And that's a very, very, very powerful thing. Tradition is a powerful thing. Jay Steele, I'm a 60-year-old dime from the free state of Florida. I have a statement and a question. My mom was a housewife, and she was the greatest woman who ever graced the planet. She passed away in 2019. I miss her every day. When people would ask what she did for a living, I would respond, I'm a domestic engineer. Question, are strawberry blondes redheads or blondes? My dad always called me Blondie growing up, so I always considered myself a blonde. But I was in a restaurant the other day and a woman came up to me and said, you have the most beautiful red hair. I was horrified. Please settle my personal nightmare. Marcy is her name. Marcy, this is going to hurt, okay? But it shouldn't hurt, but it's going to hurt, all right? You're a redhead, Marcy, all right? You're a redhead. It doesn't matter how much chocolate you put in a glass of milk. Even a drop makes it chocolate milk, Marcy. The reason your dad called you Blondie is because he only wanted to see the good things about you. So when he looked at you, he couldn't see the red in your hair. He only wanted to think of you in a positive light because your father loved you so much. For your dad, he probably went to his death actually thinking you're blonde. But the stranger in the restaurant was a woman. Women are way more perceptive about details and little things like that. You're a redhead, Marcy. And look, hey, don't sit there and beat yourself up over it. People live with disabilities every single day. Maybe you'll qualify for one of the handicap stickers for your car. How about that? Primo parking everywhere you go. And you live in Florida where every parking lot, basically half of them are handicap parking spots. So there's that. Maybe you can reach out to the Social Security Administration and let them know, I've been diagnosed as a redhead. Do I qualify for disability? Do I do these things? You don't have to be down just because it's 60. You've now found out there are some things about yourself that are horrible. You just keep on marching. Keep your head down. Maybe die at first and then keep your head down and keep on going. All right? All right. Now, we have to tackle a couple big issues. One, George Soros, Big Pharma. The other one, should dudes ever get a massage from other dudes? That and something out of the military. Next.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. And Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Jesse, so if Ken Paxton and worthwhile leaders cannot go after George Soros, Big Pharma, and the real corruption in our country, what hope do we have of saving our once great country? Well, what he's referring to is, I talked about this the other day, what she's referring to, or he, whoever it is. Ken Paxton is the Attorney General of the state of Texas. And he got impeached. They tried to impeach him, toss him out of office, by the Republicans in the state legislature. And this was right after he started digging into Big Pharma, right after Ken Paxton started using his position, as he should, to attack the system itself. Now, a couple things. One, that failed. It did fail. But two, this is what I mean when I say it's a process, not an event, to save the country. We need better Republicans all across the board. We put our heart and soul and hopes and dreams into the presidency or the House or the Senate. I need a better school board in my town. I need a better state legislature in my state. We have so much work to do. The reason that impeachment came is because Texans, GOP Texans, had previously been lazy and uninterested in improving the Texas state GOP. It turned into a swampy, corrupt, rhino-filled disaster, and that revealed how bad it was. And since then, I'm proud to say, many of those Republicans have been bounced from their seats. So the next time a Texas AG, Ken Paxton or otherwise, chooses to fight the system, he will have the backing of Republicans behind him to stop something like that from happening. The reason I've been, we talked about it earlier, tempering expectations for what Trump may or may not be able to accomplish in his next 4 years if he gets them, is not necessarily about what he wants to do, what he can do, what he can't do. It's not really about him at all. It's about these people who he's going to need.
The former president who wants to be the next president said one of his plans is, he talked to Time Magazine, is to round up the 11 to 15 million illegals and then go through them and find out who belongs here and who doesn't. Would you support that?
Absolutely. And President Trump and I have talked about this at length. But the challenge we'll have is finding them, Brian. As you know, they've been spread out everywhere. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, and Mayorkas, the reason we impeached him, is because he's an abject failure and they're not keeping track of where these people are.
This is why I don't like J.D. Vance being Donald Trump's VP, and he's on the short list. It's because I love J.D. Vance. It's because J.D. Vance is one of the good senators. Donald Trump is going to need a lot of allies if he's going to accomplish anything. He's going to need allies in the House, allies in the Senate. It's so much bigger than one position. But that, again, it comes back to the Ken Paxton question. It comes back really to this. We have a million battles to fight. There's not one. It's not White House or bust. There are a million battles to fight. As for you, let's talk about you. Are you ready to stop a bad man from hurting you? I mean, physically. If you run into a bad man tonight, I saw a video yesterday out of New York City. Whew, one of the more eye-opening things, some dude, very clearly a professional scumbag, came up behind some woman in right on the sidewalk and had some lasso thing ready to go, zoop, right around her neck from behind, dragged her in between some cars in New York City. Do you carry something on you that will allow you to stop a bad man from doing what he wants to you? That's what Byrna is about. It's a non-lethal pistol launcher. SWAT teams around America use Byrna. It shoots either pepper balls or tear gas balls or these kinetic rounds, just these hard plastic things. But it's legal in all 50 states. You don't need a permit. You don't need a background check. I carry lethal and non-lethal. I believe in that. I love having a non-lethal option. If I go out to my car tonight after the show's over and there's some half-crazed homeless dude lazing around my car and I don't want to kill the guy, maybe I'll just pop him one in the chest and call the cops so he can live and I can have a clear conscience. BYRNA, Byrna.com/Jesse. Get you 10% off. Get your hands. Get everyone in your family a Byrna. You sleep better at night. Mother's Day's coming up. Get Mama Byrna. She'll thank you for it. Hopefully she doesn't need to, but it may save her life. Jay Steele, my wife has fallen into the routine of getting a $100 massage every month and goes on and on about how great it is. It sounds wonderful, but nevertheless, I've got a conundrum. I think I'd feel guilty getting a massage from a female, and I sure as heck ain't getting one from a man. Why do women have no issue getting a massage from another woman? Am I up the creek? What say you? By the way, thanks for putting the image of you stuck on the toilet after your lunges in my head. Okay. Look, there are very simple rules when it comes to massages for men and women. And there are very simple double standards here, and there should be. For a dude, you cannot get a massage from another
dude. Why are you gay?
It's not allowed. You don't allow another dude to put his hands on you when you are undressed. That is not something that's done. If that's something you want to do, go join the Navy. That's one. So if you're a dude and you want a massage, it has to be from a woman. Now, if you're a woman, you also have to only get massages from other women because the wife is not going to go get disrobed and have some dude put his hands on her because I'm a dude and I know how dudes think and that's going to be a no for me. Absolutely no. So whether you're a man or whether you're a woman, you can only ever get a massage from women. Essentially, dude massage therapists should not be a thing. Should not be a thing that exists. In fact, it should be outlawed. Dear Jesse, I'm concerned about Trump's primary votes about a month ago in Pennsylvania and Indiana last night. This was from Tuesday. Each state voted 22% for other. All right, I addressed this a little bit last night, but I didn't actually finish every part of it. This keeps happening in these GOP primaries where everyone has dropped out of the race. Donald Trump's the only Republican running. Donald Trump's going to be the nominee. Yet in these states, and this is happening every single state, about 20-25% or so, they're not voting for Trump. They're voting for other. They're not coming home. Now, I'm not going to go over what I went over last night, that most people eventually come home, because they do. Traditionally, that's the way it's gone. You stand strong for your guy in the primary, then you end up voting for the nominee. Traditionally, that's how it's gone. Now, looking at what's happening in these primaries, should Trump fans be concerned? Let's talk about that next.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.